Welcome to the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen and our team, and part of our team here at Odyssey Pittsburgh, our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, man. You had a busy weekend covering all of the Steelers news, and in this town, it's big news. And from all accounts, the Steelers get high marks around the country for the guys they selected.
Yeah, and I mean, I would say I don't think I've ever walked out of any of the drafts I've covered where the teams went, you know what, we screwed up.
Except Cleveland.
We shouldn't have picked this guy. We really went on a reach for this guy. But I do think, listen, here's what I think is important about this draft globally from a Steeler perspective. You know, we've seen GM Omar Khan be aggressive. And it's one thing to be aggressive and sign free agents and make trades, but it's also knowing when to be patient. And I thought in this draft, because of where they had guys slotted, where they had their needs, he remained patient. And it seems like that paid off, you know, greatly for them this weekend.
Paul, you got to share with Jeff, and I'm sure he's aware of it, though, the gradings of the draft.
Jeff, one of the sources that I was checking out that had graded all the different teams and how they made out in the draft gave the Steelers an A, and I think it was overall the third best. Guess what Cleveland wound up with in this list?
A C?
A D.
Oh, man. Wow,
Cleveland.
Now it hurts for them not having a first-round pick, obviously, but yeah, there were a couple of picks in there that were questionable. And
well, that's, you know, charitable of you to say it that way.
Yeah. You know, they may look back, and who knows? Deshaun Watson may have a monster year. But on the hunt for finally getting that franchise quarterback, they may have ruined what may have been a lot brighter future.
So in the first six rounds, because the Steelers didn't have a pick in the seventh, right?
Correct, which I am all for. Trade those seventh-rounders, baby. Let's get this thing over with and not have to wait another couple of hours.
Beautiful. So just run down the list real quick for us. Who are these guys?
Well, we talked about Troy Faltano, and he's, you know, offensive tackle from Washington. The guy that keyed them is the guy in the middle, Zach Frazier. This guy's a player. He's a former wrestler, state champion wrestler from West Virginia, four-time state champion wrestler from West Virginia.
Wow.
And really good All-American center with the Mountaineers. Roman Wilson is kind of a Deontay Johnson type at wide receiver from Michigan. He can make catches. He averaged 16 yards a catch. He didn't get a ton of work because they ran the ball so much, but the guy's a willing blocker. He likes contact. He's kind of that mentality, the Hines Ward type mentality at receiver. And NC State linebacker Peyton Wilson, this guy won the Bednarik Award, best defensive player in the country. And also the Butkus Award is the best linebacker in the country, but he fell because of injury concerns. This guy averaged 11.5 tackles a game, and you got him late in the third round. Mason McCormick, I love the moniker with him. He is the meanest nice guy in the world. meaning, and he says, when I get on the field, like, I play angry, but off it, I don't need to be that way. And he's a very nice man. But you watch that tape. Like, he mauls people guard. And Logan Lee. Logan Lee is the defensive lineman from Iowa. Watch for him to step right in. He blocked a couple of kicks in college. He doesn't have the girth yet. He's only 281. But he's going to be in that mix. And then Ryan Watts, kind of a guy they took a flyer on. He's a defensive back from Texas. He's 6'3", though, but coverage can be a bit of an issue. Look for him to move inside if he's able to make this team.
All right, we're with Jeff Hathorn. So what's next? A few free agent signings, and then all these guys come to Pittsburgh, right?
That is right. They come next weekend, not this weekend, but Mother's Day weekend for rookie minicamp before OTAs and minicamp start a little later in May. But, you know, the Steelers already signed quarterback as part of this free agent. And this guy, Beanie Bishop, who's a nice ad. He's a corner from West Virginia. He almost got drafted. They had him in for an in-draft visit. They're really high on this guy. So he might be somebody to watch of the free agent or the undrafted free agents to sign with the team.
Hey, Jeff, how many of these players do you think are going to make the 53-man roster?
Well, last year they all did, except, you know, Corey Trice ended up on the injured reserve list, which is a rarity. I think of one other time they had a draft where everybody makes it. So don't expect everybody, but I think the majority of them. I think Watts is a long shot. And if Lee proves that, it, you know, currently at 280, that he just doesn't have the physical ability, but the other guys are a lock to make this team.
Wow.
And one more question, and I'm looking forward to the schedule release because people make a lot of plans around when the Steelers are playing and where and what day of the week.
They do, and it's only the NFL could make the anticipation of a schedule of, like, here's your teams, and they make it a night, and they get insane ratings. I mean, this thing is, it's unbelievable how this works. But, yeah, there'll be a lot of anticipation, and we'll see a leak or two of a few games leading up to it just to make sure that the interest is out there. And I'm kind of anxious, too, because, you know, for a lot of us, it kind of sets your fall schedule.
Sure does. And finally, Commissioner Roger Goodell was asked about possibly extending the league in the season in the future so that the Super Bowl falls on President's Weekend, so everybody has Monday off.
I'm sure that's why. it has nothing to do with the extra revenue that might come into play. I mean, they used to play the Super Bowl in mid-January.
That's right.
Right.
And here we are. Who's to question anything they do? They are the golden ticket right now.
It's working. Well, Jeff.
I mean, you've got a league here who can turn non-events into events, like announcing the schedule. Before it was they had a release and everybody moved on with life. Now it's an extravaganza, right, on television.
And guys, they've survived some pretty decent scandals that, you know, would have really rocked other leagues, and they just keep moving forward.
Well, Jeff, get some rest, brother. You've been working overtime. We appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
All right. Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, on the Ben K Morning Show. Coming up next, they're topping it off at the airport. What does that mean? Find out. It's 8:15 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic is powered by Bowser and Genesis in Monroeville. Now open. Let's check in with Ellie Popovich.
Emergency crews are still working with the accident reported in Indiana Township. This is on Cove Run Road and Route 910. Over on the Parkway North, it is slow over there between Camp Horn Road and Bellevue, and it gets busy once again down through the E Street Valley. Over on the Parkway West, traffic is very heavy at Green Tree Hill all the way down through Banksville into the Fort Pitt Tunnels. And on the Parkway East, traffic is slowing at Forest Hills. Over on Route 28, traffic is heavy as you approach Etna through Millville. And over on I-79 northbound, seeing slow-moving traffic around the S-Bends due to construction. With AAA Traffic on the 5s, I'm Ellie Popovich on the Voice of Pittsburgh on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK.
Thanks, Ellie. Very warm today with a high of 85. Record is 88, by the way, set in 1899. And sunshine throughout then, 62. There'll be some clouds ahead of a front tomorrow that'll bring us a couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, not as warm, 74. But we're back up to the mid-70s again on Wednesday with sunshine. Sunny and 81 on Thursday and 82 Friday. We're at 68 at the airport now. If your bathroom is on the I gotta do something about this place list, where do you start? May I suggest Rebath of Pittsburgh? I sat down with the owner, Chris, and he's very excited about the new year. By the way, they have company employees, two master plumbers on staff. When they come to your home, you get a free design consultation and a written estimate. And it doesn't stop there. If you mention my name in KDKA, Rebath will give you 6 years, that's 72 months, 0% financing. Get your bathroom done now. Rebath of Pittsburgh. Take advantage of this exclusive offer for you by calling. Get that free estimate, 724-960-1168, 724-960-1168. Log on to rebath.com/Pittsburgh. Rebath, with you every step of the way. PA License 8380. That's Rebath Pittsburgh. It's 8:19 in News Radio KDKA. Let's check in with Paul Rasmussen.
A fugitive from justice was found again in the Orlando area, and we'll tell you about him coming up at 8:30 on The Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio KDKA.
Paul, we talked about an important day at Pittsburgh International Airport for the new build-out. It's what they call a top-off party, and joining us is Paul Hoback, who is the Executive Vice President and Chief Development Officer with the Allegheny County Airport Authority. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Thanks so much for having me today.
Yeah, man. So I got you, Paul, and I got Paul Rasmussen. We're both excited about the anticipation. Explain what a top-off is and why this is a significant day.
Yeah, so this is a big milestone in the construction of the new Pittsburgh International Airport. Our 5,000 space parking garage is celebrating a topping out ceremony today. It's basically when you put your largest and your last beam onto the structure. We're having a signing event. It's a precast beam, and it's basically in celebration of the completion of the construction of the skeleton of the building, so to speak.
Paul, we've heard in the past that this is going to open in 2025, but no specific date. And the reason for that is what?
So, yeah, we absolutely don't have really a specific date. We're going to open in 2025. Right now, there are two specific dates that we really care about in 2025. The first would be the date when substantial completion of the whole project happens. That is when, major work is done. You're just left with punch list items. But then, in the opening of an airport, you usually take 3 to 4 months to actually train, test, run trials with people coming in and utilizing the new terminal and the new roadway system and all those kind of things, doing all the testing and commissioning of all the new systems, and then you actually set your date and have an opening date, and then that's what we call our date of beneficial occupancy.
And we're with Executive Vice President and Chief Development Officer, Allegheny County Airport Authority, Paul Hoback. So, Paul, I get it, because this is such an enormous project. I mean, if you had a landscaper coming to your house, you wouldn't be sure when it would be done, let alone massive project. What's the budget for this again?
So we have $1.57 billion that we're spending on all the new terminal, the new customer service building, the new parking garage, all the new roadways. We have a bridge structure that's a three-level bridge structure that's larger than the Fort Pitt Bridge itself. So it's a very significant project. And we're also spending money, updating our airside terminal. So the new terminal is going to be connected to the existing airside facilities. So, I think it was our airline partner that said it best. You don't want to walk into this amazing new terminal, in this landside terminal, and it feel like the Jetsons, and then you walk through and it feel like the Flintstones when you get into airside.
Hey, Paul.
And so we're spending some money in the airside terminal as well.
Do you have any new developments about the old landside terminal?
Yeah, so that it is scheduled as part of the project and part of the budget to undergo demolition. We've looked out and worked with a whole bunch of developers in the region to see if there was interest in reusing that landside facility, but unfortunately there's no interest at this point. So if we don't have some surprise developer come in and want to put money into it, then it'll be scheduled for demolition in 2025.
And then what would be in that place where the current terminal is?
So we actually went out in a request for proposals and are working on a contract with a new developer that could potentially develop that space into what could be numerous ideas. It could be future parking. It could be a commercial building. It could be many different things. So we're working on that plan right now.
So before you go, Paul, how do you describe to somebody that says, hey, Paul, just give me the elevator pitch on what this new experience will be when I get there when it opens next year?
So, you know, it's going to be an amazing experience. This is an airport that's going to be built for Pittsburgh and by Pittsburgh. Our current airport terminals were built for one airline. They were built by U.S. Airways. U.S. Airways had all the design decisions in that. And this new airport's going to be built by Pittsburgh and for Pittsburgh. So it's going to be a Pittsburgh experience. There's a Fort Pitt tunnel experience, you know, in connecting the new land side to the existing air side. There's going to be, of course, Franco Harris is going to be in this new building somewhere. We haven't picked out that final location yet. There's going to be Pittsburgh-based concessions. We're actually, as part of this program, adding up to 20 new concessions that will be opening by the time we open up the new terminal building. So it's going to be a Pittsburgh experience, and it's going to be the front door to the region that our region deserves. And we're so proud of the team that's out there building this today.
Well, Paul, I can tell you that as a commercial aviation junkie, a nav geek, if you want to call it that, I'm fired up. I'm really excited to see this terminal.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we're super excited about it, and it's a beautiful day to celebrate the topping out ceremony of our multimodal complex of this parking garage, and that's just one element of, you know, a whole new airport experience that we're creating out here at Pittsburgh International. So
no trams.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Straight to
the gate.
No,
there's no tram.
And you get your bags quicker.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the big, there's currently 8 miles of baggage belt that your bags ride that takes an awful long time, especially when you're, arriving here in Pittsburgh. It takes an awful long time to get your bags. It's a 34-year-old baggage system, so we're updating all of those. It's a much more efficient system, and that's just one part of the passenger experience that's going to be elevated, you know, with this new airport.
Well, have fun today, Paul. Appreciate you taking time for us, and we'll see what you're talking about later on. I'm sure all the TV stations will be there, and we appreciate it.
It's awesome. Thank you so much for having me on the show this morning.
Have a great day. You got it. Paul Hoback, Executive Vice President and Chief Development Officer, Allegheny County Airport Authority, topping off day. That would have meant. And we check in with Susie Cool from our KDK Radio News Department, who's also out and about all over town. Good morning, Suze.
Good morning, Larry.
What'd you do over the weekend?
Honestly, I feel like this weekend flew by, but it started out really great. And I feel like I need to talk about my Friday, like, a lot, because I'm going to be coming out with a Sweet Sips and Sights with it today.
Okay. Where were you?
So I had to cover one of the most charming streets in all of America. Okay. And this is in Bellevue, which, honestly, I don't know if I've ever been to Bellevue until Friday.
Bellevue's becoming...
It's becoming like Lawrenceville.
A hip new place.
Yeah, I bet you in like 2 years, 3 years, it's like Lawrenceville.
So, USA Today named that front street...
Yes, Lincoln Avenue. So I get sent there to do a story. And I'm bippity-bopping around. I'm enjoying the nice fresh air because, as you know, in the studio where my desk is, I don't have a stinking window. So I'm loving it. I'm loving it, okay? And then I'm like, where am I going to stop? And lo and behold, I love alliteration. If anybody ever wants to write me a card, send it in. Use alliteration. I'll love you forever. And I find this place called Bellevue Beans.
I'm guessing it's a coffee
shop. It's a coffee shop. But Bellevue Beans, I mean, come on. So cute. So I go up to the barista and she's like, I don't want to do an interview, but my owner named Frank, and he might be listening. Okay. Hi, Frank. If you're listening, it's Susie. And she's like, but my owner, Frank, is in the back. So I go and I sit down with Frank. This man is like the mayor of this town. He was so cute. He knew everybody here at the station. He knew I was Susie. He listens to the Cool Scoop. Now he's a part of it. And I was like, I got to do Sweet Sips and Sights for you. You're so stinking cute. Bellevue Beans. He called other businesses for me to get interviews, stopped local residents to get interviews. It was like the best day of my life.
So he became your producer on the
scene. He became my producer on the scene. I think that we need Frank actually to work at KDK Radio.
So what's the vibe down on Lincoln Avenue that puts them in the top 10? USA Today chose Bellevue's main drag there as one of the coolest places in the country.
Well, I think it's definitely up and coming. There's like new little businesses and then like the mom and pop shops there as well, colorful storefronts. They have speakers that line the roads that actually just like play background music just to like, yeah, just to be like a part of your walk while you're strolling down the street. It's so cute. And I really do think the people... like every single person was so friendly and was so excited that I was there. I was like, I'm just here. I'm just existing with you guys right now.
Well, you know, at one point for many, many years, Bellevue was a dry town.
Yes. So Mark, who owns 585 Grill and Speakeasy. Oh, Speakeasy. Yes. He was actually part of the fight to get liquor like back in that town. Yeah. He told me all about it. And hence his stinking speakeasy.
And for people that don't know, Bellevue is positioned along Route 65, not far from the city, around the corner, from the stadium, past the McKees Rocks Bridge.
And this is why I think this is so exciting. So I am from the western side of the city, out by the airport, right?
Right. West Allegheny.
Yeah, West Allegheny. So Lawrenceville and Bloomfield, yeah, they're up and coming, but that's like the other side of the city. Not that I mind being there. I go out there all the time, whatever. But this little Bellevue area, I would actually consider moving to Bellevue because it's decently close to the city. And then it's one of those up and coming little towns instead of moving across the city.
Right.
I act like it's like such a pain in the butt to move across the city. I've moved like 6-7 hours away, and I act like moving 30 minutes away is a big deal.
People here who live in the South rarely cross to the north or vice versa, and east and west, it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Natives. So Bellevue is the happening spot.
It was so cute.
When can we see this?
I'm going to try and post it sometime today, and then, you know, just keep an eye on my socials because there could be like a lot more going on. Oh, and I got acupuncture last week.
How'd that go?
That was the wildest thing.
To do what? For what purpose?
For Sweet Sips and Sights. And then guess what I'm doing this week?
I can hardly wait.
Oh, my God. You're going to see it on Thursday. Should I wait until Thursday's show?
No, tell me in case you don't show up.
Oh, my. Bam, bam, bam. Shots stinking fired. Shots fired. I'm getting a fine line tattoo, all for Sweet Sips and Sights.
What's a fine line tattoo?
If people don't think I'm dedicated to my work, that day.
You're getting a tattoo?
Yeah.
What is that fine line tattoo?
It's like the new trend.
So it's temporary.
No, it's real.
Are you serious?
I'm being dead. Yeah.
Are you, if you don't mind me asking, do you have a tattoo currently?
I do. It's on my foot.
Oh, okay.
But I'm excited about this one. I'm getting happy is cool.
That's what it's going to say?
Yeah.
Susie Cool?
Yep. Susie Cool with a tattoo that has cool in it. Anyways.
All right. How can people see all your wondrous work?
At Suze Kewl, S-U-Z-K-E-W-L. That's on Twitter and on Instagram. And follow me there.
When are you getting a tat?
This week, Wednesday.
This is a big week for you.
It's a big week. I can't wait.
All right, Susie. Stay cool. It's 8:49 in News Radio KDKA. Let's check in with Paul Rasmussen.
Arrests on Sunday of two demonstrators at Pitt, and we'll tell you why and what happened coming up at 9 on The Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio KDKA.
Coming up in our next hour, I'm going to check in with Bob Papiani. I talked to Bob yesterday, Paul. He's such an easy guy to talk to, and so unassuming and so involved in what's going on, obviously, with the Steelers in particular. So we've had different perspectives this morning, and then after today, it'll just be wait till the OTAs that they have. They'll bring in all the rookies this next weekend, Mother's Day weekend, and then right around that time, they'll announce the new schedule for the NFL.
We know who we're going to play, just not when.
Right. And unlike other professional sports, I believe baseball, Major League Baseball, puts out the schedule for the next season before the end of the current one. And the NBA and the NHL. But the National Football League has turned this into a big wait and see. So you're right. They tell teams who you're going to play at home, who you're going to play on the road, just not what dates or days.
Or when your bye week is.
Yeah. Right. So it's impossible for people who are making plans to plan for that kind of thing. So we'll get his
including you, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how many night games is going to really affect how many Mondays you're here?
Well, one of the unusual things about last year's season for the Steelers was typically they only have one Thursday night game. They had two, and they were both at home, which was very unusual. So, yes, I am very interested and invested.
Yeah, that's right. It's not just Sundays that are affecting you. We're really talking about Friday mornings, Monday mornings, and Tuesday mornings.
Pretty much these days. And then I mentioned there was talk, and they asked Roger Goodell, the commissioner, about this in Detroit over the weekend, about future extension of the season so they can move the Super Bowl to President's Weekend so that most people would have. Because remember, there's been talk about the day after the Super Bowl making it a holiday. Well,
to be honest, I think that's a good idea.
It's actually.
We're already waiting until February anyway, so why? What's another week?
What's another week to wait?
Right.
And you know, there had been talk about adding, and no one likes a 17 game. They want to make it an even 18 game. So we'll see if that happens. In the meantime, over the weekend, the White House correspondence dinner took place. I wanted to share some of that from CBS.
The White House Correspondents' Dinner, sometimes referred to as Nerd Prom, was held over the weekend in Washington, D.C. A who's who's of journalists, celebrities, and politicians were there, including host SNL's Colin Jost and his much more famous wife, Scarlett Johansson. Also there, hey. Gail, myself, hey. Nancy Cordes.
There's me. Ooh,
there's me. There's you, Gail. Look at that. And so was Nancy Cordes, who has our report.
Yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
President Biden traded policy points for zingers this weekend, poking fun at himself, the press, and his opponent, former President Donald Trump.
Look, age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me.
Since the first White House Correspondents' Dinner in 1921, the event has grown to include nearly 3,000 journalists, Washington officials, business leaders, and one comedy headliner. This year, it was Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost. He had age on his mind, too.
I'm not saying both candidates are old, but you know Jimmy Carter is out there thinking, I could maybe win this thing.
The dinner comes at a dangerous time for journalists overseas. Nearly 100 of them have been killed covering the war in Gaza. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators chanted outside the Washington Hilton Saturday, while inside, President Biden made this vow to the families of journalists imprisoned in Russia.
We're not going to give up until we get them home. All of them. All of them.
This year, the dinner raised $133,000 in scholarships. One person who didn't appear to appreciate the humor was former President Donald Trump, who posted that his opponent was a, quote, absolute disaster, and that the dinner was, quote, really bad. Glad you'll recall that President Trump didn't attend the dinner when he was in office, and by the sound of this, he won't be attending if reelected either.
So there you go. It always surprised me that they got away with the stuff they get away with at that dinner, you know, no matter who was the president over the years.
I think you're right. I think also that that reminds me of something that was said to us not too long ago about the poisonous nature of politics.
Yeah, especially right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you noticed.
Just a bit.
Here we go. Presidential election year, and so much still up in the air, really. But yet it is, at this point, down to Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Unless something major changes in between, that's how it's going to be. It's 8:55 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville. Now open, Ellie Popovich has an update.
Larry, on Route 28 inbound in Sharpsburg, we have that multi-vehicle accident reported. So traffic is backing after the Highland Park Bridge down through Aetna. So use caution as you make your way through this area. Over on the Parkway West, it's bumper to bumper as you head up Green Tree Hill. And as you make your way down Bangsville to the Fort Pitt Tunnels. Over on the Parkway East, traffic is still heavy as you approach Forest Hills. And on 51, it's stop and go as you approach the tunnels in both directions. With AAA traffic on the fives, I'm Ellie Popovich on the Voice of Pittsburgh on 100.1 FM. And AM 1020 KDK.
When my parents passed, we sat down with Julian Gray, who's now become a close friend, at grayelderlaw.com. I'm serious. He relieved so much pain for us, so much financial stress. Laid out for us my parents' estate, the taxes, went to court for us, represented our family like no one else has ever done. Now I send all my closest friends there all day long. Julian Gray is the best in the business. There is no comparison, folks. Grayelderlaw.com, grayelderlaw.com.